This is Talking Business.
Joining me now is David Vitek, co-founder and CEO of Hipages. G'day, David. Thanks for joining me.
Alan, thanks for having me.
Now, Hipages, I think HI stands for Home Improvement. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It stands for Home Improvements.
And it's a place to hire tradesmen.
Yeah, that's correct. Hipages, we're a marketplace that connects consumers with tradespeople. So from the consumer side, we have 2 million users in the platform, and they post jobs whenever they need a tradesperson. We connect them fast, quickly with a reputable tradesperson. From the tradesperson side, we've got 100,000 tradies in the platform, and we're effectively what they receive are jobs that come through, and they can effectively accept jobs when they're ready and available to take work.
And so it's a quoting system, isn't it? You go in and you quote, you put your job up, and 3 people quote, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Look, traditionally the way it worked was when you wanted a tradesperson, you'd go through some kind of classified directory and you might have to make 10 phone calls to find that tradesperson that's ready and available to do your job. So what we said was, why don't you just tell us the problem that you have and we will let the tradespeople in your area know, and then we will very quickly get someone back to you that's available, ready and capable to do your job. So when you want to get 3 quotes, it's actually a much more efficient way to do that.
Mm. So you started 2004, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So that was before Airtasker started and before Freelancer began.
Yeah, before Uber as well. We started
before
the back
of Uber.
Yeah.
That's right. But no, but Airtasker and Freelancer are a bit more kind of direct competitors in a way, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, so they're in a similar space that they're a marketplace. However, the problems that they're trying to solve are different. So at Hipages, what we focus on are skilled, business registered and licensed tradespeople. So if you want to get a builder or a tiler or a plumber, an electrician, those things you require a license for. And we have a whole process for checking that. So the other models that you mentioned are marketplaces as well. However, they're dealing more with the kind of gig economy, just general people who are looking to get any kind of work, sort of handy stuff around basic tasks that you need to get done.
Which is why they haven't really, because the whole area of the gig economy, as you say, has become become quite crowded. The what you just said about being licensed and so on, that's protected you from that competition in a way.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a nice place for us to play in. It's a market that we understand and we know this sector, and we know, what people need when they're looking for these things. And we know that trust and knowing that you're dealing with a trusted tradesperson is high up in our consumers' list.
So tell us how the model works. How do you get paid?
Yeah, so the tradespeople pay us a fee to join the platform. And they pay us on a per lead basis. So they effectively pay to meet customers. But we have set up monthly plans for customers where they get essentially like a bucket of introductions to meet customers. And they price that based on how much work they want to take. So if you have an electrician that's got a team of 5, they might be on a larger plan. An electrician who's maybe on his own might be on a smaller plan. So it's just based on the amount of work that they can receive. And that enables us to know how much work to actually send them and how much work that they can take.
So they pay a monthly retainer, is that right?
Yeah, a mixture between monthly retainer or on a per lead fee. So we have a couple of products, but essentially the tradie is who pays, and it's completely free for the consumer.
Yeah, right. So how much do they pay initially to get on the platform?
So there's a nominal fee to join, which is sort of around a couple of $100 mark to join the platform. And after that, there's a monthly plan. They can be anywhere from $69 a month up to, we've got some customers that spend thousands of dollars a month.
And what about the per lead? Is that for only when the lead turns into an actual job, or do they actually pay just for the lead?
So that they actually just pay for the lead. So they pay for introduction to the customer, and that's how we price it. So to give you some rough economics, if a tradesperson claims, say, 10 leads and they pay $20 per lead, that's $200. But if they win 3 of those jobs at $400 each, they've made $1,200, so they're making money.
Yep. So tell us about how the business began. I mean, obviously I can see the idea, and it was a terrific idea to begin with, and I presume it started because you and your partner, Roby, didn't really like the way that the system worked at the time.
Yeah, so
we thought there was a problem that needed to be solved, and you were right.
Yeah, look, we started in the back of a garage in 2004, so really humble beginnings. And it was really about started by getting tradies online. We noticed that it was very much still a paper-based process. If you wanted to find a tradesperson, there was nothing on the internet. So the first wave of the business was actually getting the tradies online into some form of directory. And we were basically like calling tradespeople throughout the country, letting them know about our proposition. We had a very cost-effective solution, and we very quickly got 20,000 tradies paying customers in a platform, in a directory that told us that actually there was a really big need for this. Consumers were hungry to find these things online.
So you were just cold calling them?
Yeah, that's how it started. Look, it started as cold calling, but now the majority of our business comes from tradies who actually find us.
No, I'm just interested in the early days. I mean, so you'd ring up a tradie, an electrician or a plumber, and say, listen, we're starting this thing online, what do you reckon? And generally they went, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, so
Is that the way it worked?
Pretty much. The, what we did was we had a 30-day trial process where we offered them a 30-day trial to join the platform. And within, we basically said, we'll give us 30 days to demonstrate to you what we can offer. And if at the end of the 30 days you like it, you can take it. If you don't, you know, at least you've learned something and learned a bit about what we do.
And during those 30 days, what did you do for them? You know, you sort of basically just started sending them jobs.
Yeah, so we put them into the directory. We get them some work. We build them a profile page, get them a presence on the internet. We put all those pieces of the puzzle together, and most traders at the end of the 30 days looked at us and said, you know what, you guys are working hard for money, you know, I'll stick with you guys. So even if it didn't work in the first 30 days, they saw that we worked hard, you know, and we were an organisation they wanted to become a part of, and they thought, gee, if I'm with these guys for the next 3 years, I can see how this can work out.
I guess the big problem for tradies is marketing and distribution, you know, how do they market themselves?
Correct. You know, so from tradespeople, what they are really good at is doing their job, and they're good with their hands, and they're good at you know, solving problems around the home. But yeah, the ever-changing marketing and being in front of their customers, we try to be their partner in that.
I was just thinking that one of the competitors possibly is gyms, really. I mean, some, you know, big franchise operation like that, which is another way of marketing, using someone else's brand.
Yeah, so actually gyms and Hire a Hubby, they're actually customers ours. So we actually send them work.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah, well, it's a different model, so we actually work quite well with those groups.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So how many tradies did you say you've now got on the platform?
Yeah, so we've got 100,000 tradies in the platform.
All over the country?
All over the country, and we've spoken to every one of them. We check their business registration, and we check all their licences where it's applied, and we constantly monitor them as our protection to the community to make sure we've got trusted trades in our platform.
And how do you organise the feedback from customers? Is there a rating system of some sort?
Yeah, so we try to cover that from all angles. So we have emails that go out to the customer at points in time to check in to see how they're going with the job and collect feedback. But then we've also got a team of people on the phone that actually goes and calls and says, you know, how did you go? And we find that consumers quite appreciate that call after they posted a job with us, where the question is, look, just wanted to know how you went. Do you have any feedback? And we find that some people are not that responsive to an online form. But when you pick up the phone, give them a call, and in 15 seconds they can give us a nice soundbite on feedback and how it went with the tradesperson. So we get that full circle. So we're very proactive.
And what do you do if the feedback is bad?
So that's a really good question. So we have a team called the Trust and Quality Team, and they're dedicated to this process. And they make decisions basically on removing tradespeople from the platform. So if they deem that tradesperson doesn't belong with our culture and our values, they'll just take them off the platform.
So how many strikes before you're out?
Look, it could be one.
Bad strike.
Yeah, if it's a bad strike, it could be out. But we remove something like 35 a month. You know, if you think about 100,000, it's really not a lot. It's not a lot when you think about the size of the country and all the jobs going through. But, you know, it warrants us just to have a team of people just to make sure that we're in a position that we can be proactive, not just reactive.
So how much are you turning over?
Yeah, so last year we finished on 37 odd million in revenue.
That's your revenue?
Correct. And we estimate from that's about, so we do about 100,000 jobs a month that go through the platform, and we estimate that's about $2 billion worth of work that goes to the tradespeople. And then our revenue from that is what last year was $37 million.
And how many staff you got?
So we just got over 300 staff now. It's probably the thing I'm the most proud of is the team. I know that sounds cliche, but coming to work with these people every day after 14 years, and there's still a big buzz in the office whenever you walk in there. And if you were to come in and wait in the waiting room, everyone would ask you, how are you going, or who are you looking after, you need. It's very much a service culture. So even though we're still a large company, we've still got that startup culture, that startup feeling, and where people really still care about each other and care about our customers.
And is your call centre in the Philippines?
So it's split, actually. We've got part in Sydney and part in the Philippines. So it's quite collaborative where there might be half a team in Sydney, half a team in the Philippines, and but they all work together hand in hand.
And it's so, a dedicated team in Manila, is it?
Yeah, so we have like, so we might have a team of that does kind of one function, but there might be half of them in Sydney and half in the Philippines. So, but they're just one team. It just, the thing about Manila is it helps us get scale. So for us to deliver a superior service to our customers, having an offshore operation, but it allows us to, you know, just ensure that we can deliver our kind of SLAs, our kind of the service, the high levels of service that we want to give our customers, that they enable us to do that.
And the only other thing to mention before we finish is that News Corporation is a 25% shareholder.
Yeah, that's right. So News Corp joined on our register about a year and a half ago. And that was just a great strategic partner to have. You know, they've got a lot of assets in terms of media that we've been able to play with to reach our market. But also having them on board was just a strong validation of the space that we're in and how we're doing in the market.
Well, it's been great talking to you, David, and congratulations. What a fantastic business you and your partner have built.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's great. I've been talking to David Vitek, who is the co-founder and CEO of Hipages.